Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Crime and Investigations, I Am a Killer is a brand new 10-part true crime documentary series produced in partnership with Netflix by an excellent production team including me, Danny Tipping.
And me, Tom Adams. Each episode tells the story of a prisoner convicted of capital murder and sentenced to death.
In this podcast, we'll be going into the making of each episode, revealing what it was like to produce this incredible series.
If you ever thought about taking somebody's life, you better think about it long and hard, because to walk that road right there is a lot of heartache. You may think you're tough, but really ain't nothing. If you're a murderer, you're nothing.
So episode 5 is called Declared Incompetent. It's the story of David Lewis. And there's a question raised in both the prosecution and his defence of his mental competency.
Whether he was fit to stand trial or not, whether he has the intelligence, whether he has the capacity to understand what being charged means, what being read your rights means, what, you know, whether he was able to be cross-examined.
And, you know, there's no doubt that during the 30 years, I think, Lewis is now spent in prison, he has become educated. He couldn't read or write, I think, at the point he went into prison. He's become a talented artist. He communicates very well. He's very self-aware. He has a deep understanding of what he's done and how, you know, how he's ended up where he is. But there was still this question at the time he was tried and ever since of whether or not he was mentally capable of understanding and dealing with the consequence of his actions. We interview David's mother, who's had to live with having a son inside prison who's likely... She'll never see out from, you know, behind bars. And it's another film that, you know, just very, very sad.
I knew that he was real shy and standoffish with other kids. I don't think I actually really snapped to what was going on with him until I had him in a private school. About 3 months into it, they told me that they couldn't do anything for my son. And they wanted me to take him and have him tested for his mental capacity. And that's when I found out that he had problems.
Who decides whether a person is fit to stand trial or not? There were differing opinions. One expert who was involved in the case decided that his IQ was such that he couldn't stand trial. The state decided that he could, and, you know, these kind of measurements are so determined by how the measurements are taken, under what conditions, and who is measuring them, and it's very difficult to get absolute values for something like intelligence, and therefore there is a degree of flexibility there, and so one side thinks he's okay to stand trial, the other side doesn't.
And I think it's another example of how the series goes to show that there are no absolutes, that all these stories have different sides to them and nuances and complexities, that it's not just straightforward, that you could, you know, read the rap sheet or the newspaper article and it only tells you maybe 10% of the story. And having the opportunity to hear from David Lewis and, in fact, all the contributors in the film, give you a much broader picture and a much broader understanding. And from Dave himself, what it is to have spent your entire adult life behind bars every day contemplating the result of the terrible actions. And again, he's, you know, he's not denying what he did, or, but he is, I guess, seeking some kind of understanding and forgiveness after all this time. And it, I think, again, it will challenge the audience and ask of them questions. How do they feel?
He's interesting in the way he has a few things about, if you think you know what it's like to live, what does he say?
Well, he says, he basically says that if you're thinking of going down the path of, you know, and you're contemplating committing, you know, this isn't quoting him verbatim, but if you are contemplating committing violent crime or committing murder, you need to think twice. That's, because, you know, he says this, you know, the path that he's now on, he knows what it's like to be alive now, contemplating every day, you know, what he did.
That's what he says. I know what it's like to be alive, having been in here.
Yeah, for 30 years, constantly reliving the same events. If it doesn't elicit sympathy or empathy, it certainly gets you to question what you may have thought about, you know, somebody living or spending that amount of time in prison.
I think our police officer in that episode is such a great interviewee, and he's heartfelt in his... He lays everything out on the table, and he talks about lives being swept along and lives being lost, and it's all on this table. You know, you can keep it all in a box, and
that's right. Yeah,
it just shows the futility of it all, and the waste, and the,
and for him to remember 30 years on a case that he was involved with as a police officer.
He really does,
and
he
must have. You know, I guess we could have spent a long time talking to him. He was an interesting interviewee of in himself. But to remember 30 years later a murder that took place on his patch, when he must have investigated hundreds of other murders or violent crimes. But he does remember this very well. And we go to the interview room, and as Tom says, he lays out the evidence that was presented in court. And he's just, you know, shaking his head in remembering this crime that obviously took the life. And as, you know, subsequently meant David spent the rest of his time and every day since in prison. So again, several perspectives on this. It's not a straightforward case, and I think it's a very, very powerful film, and the production team did incredibly well in presenting a really balanced film, and with some incredible contributors, not least of all David Lewis,
and also the atmosphere of the film, just the space within the film. It's a sad film. I think they're all sad films.
Looking back, I don't think he seemed that remorseful. In my mind, I think someone who's mentally challenged, they might be breaking into a house, they might be stealing some guns, and they might even hit the victim over the head with the gun, knock them out or whatever. But when you choose to shoot someone in the face, that's not a mentally challenged person will normally just run from the scene. He didn't. He chose not to.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I think with all the films that these people have had, and Tom touched on it earlier in another episode of these podcasts, that they have, all of these guys have had a chance to, you know, consider and reconsider endlessly the events that led them here. And that's certainly the case with David Lewis. He's been in prison a long time, contemplating, you know, his actions and the subsequent events. And I think if he wasn't able to fully understand them at the point he was convicted, that he's gone a long way, I think, to...
Well, we don't know. I would contest that. I don't know. He can explain himself. He can converse. He can read and write. But we don't know how much is understood. So when he tells us he committed is that inherent understanding of his situation there? I don't know.
Well, I think that's what's confounded the authorities both the prosecution and the defence. Very difficult to judge on how clearly somebody fully understands an event of this type.
I mean, impossible
to say. And certainly we as filmmakers, we can't. All we can do is have him tell his side of the story and interview those from both camps. They're both, the arresting officer, his family. And it does leave, as many questions as it answers, without a shadow of a doubt.
When it comes to crime and being a murderer, you really have no excuse. You know what you're doing. Even though I was impaired, I knew what I was doing. Sure, I'm mentally impaired, and I was drunk, high on mushrooms, but does it really matter? I pulled the trigger and killed somebody, and I can never give that life back. Not even taking my life can give it back.
It's a relatively straightforward story in as much as only David is involved in the crime that was committed. There's a terrible, tragic murder, with a single victim. He's arrested, he's tried and spends the rest of his life in prison. So it's an uncomplicated story in that respect, and we let that story play out over the 50 minutes. And the pace is perhaps...
thoughtful.
Yeah, more thoughtful. And then there is this ongoing theme of whether or not this guy, who some argued was perhaps not mentally able to comprehend and contemplate what he had done and what he was being tried for and the punishment he was about to face. And that isn't answered. No, there was no definitive, and as Tom mentioned earlier, there can be no definitive answer on whether or not that is true. It's all opinions, and there are several different opinions in the film. And I guess our viewers will have one of their own. And that's all we hope to achieve, I guess, with any of these films, is that it leaves you...
Yeah, and hopefully, you watch at home and it sparks a discussion between you and whoever you're watching with. I don't see how they can fail to. I think there are arguments over everyone. There's no clear.
Well, we're still discussing them now, and bearing in mind how many times we are, and certainly Tom has seen the films, we're still discussing them now and coming up with thoughts and questions, and certainly David Lewis's story does that.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear what you think of the series. Comment on Facebook or Twitter with hashtag IAmAKiller. And don't forget to rate us and subscribe to this podcast series.
The I Am A Killer podcast is hosted by Tom Adams and Danny Tipping and is produced by Sam Pearson, Steph Nardilli and Matt Talent, with editing by Susanna Lawrence.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
Kayla Itsinas. I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
What makes a stalker tick?
I'm Ruchira Sharma, inviting you to delve into Anatomy of a Stalker, an original crime and investigation podcast.
That police officer's partner drove to my house to warn me that this man would kill me.
She'd look in the rearview mirror, out from the back seat would up pop the ex-husband.
Don't miss Anatomy of a Stalker. Listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts. The hunt begins now.